listener production.
Hi, I'm Rachel Burke. Community paramedics are being deployed across Tasmania to help alleviate pressure on hospital emergency departments and urgent 000 calls. Acting CEO of Ambulance Tasmania, Jordan Emery, says they'll be sent to low-risk calls that don't require specialist assessment or treatment.
Treating and assessing patients in the community, and where it's identified that transport to the emergency department is not required, we assist in that referral to other healthcare services.
A Hobart Council committee's unanimously voted overnight to remove the controversial William Crowther statue in Franklin Square, backing a plan to find a new home for the statue of the former Premier and commission a new interpretation in its place. The Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre's backed the removal. Nala Mansell says it's painful to see for Aboriginal people. The matter will go down to a final vote by Hobart Council on August 15. There's further relief at the pump as petrol prices continue to tumble. Unleaded's going for just $1.76 a litre in Risdonvale this morning, the average sitting at $1.86 across Greater Hobart. And some good news on the COVID front, with health officials confident we've reached the peak of the latest wave. Epidemiologist Professor Catherine Bennett says deaths are also on the decline. Tasmania sadly recorded 4 COVID deaths yesterday.
We're also starting to see some levelling out in the daily death counts that are being reported. There might still be a bit of a delay in those numbers turning around, but that's the really important indicator. And that's going to be a combination of reducing background infections, getting more people picking up the winter boosters, which we've seen in recent weeks.
The Aussie cycling team has continued its outstanding Commonwealth Games. Grace Brown and Rowan Dennis took out the women's and men's time trials. Local Georgia Baker narrowly missed out on a podium finish, taking fourth in the time trial. While Stuart McSwain has withdrawn from the 1500 metres after being struck down with the flu, diver Emily Meaney has made her debut in the 10-metre platform, finishing fifth. And our Kookaburras are back in action. They're playing Pakistan in the hockey this morning.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.